Hello?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Not much. Sorry, I didn't get back
That's all right. Busy's a good thing.
Yeah. No
So,
complaints there.
well,
So,
that'll be for better.
So, I'll get that 210 or that 202 back to you on Tuesday for Wednesday.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to
And
me.
then closed on Monday, so.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
that's a plan. I like that. I'm glad that worked out for
Cool.
us. I was a little
Yeah, I
unsure.
am too. I had to take a little shorter mark, but you know what? Made a sale.
Absolutely. One in the
You
hand beats
know.
two in the bush. So good
How's your
deal.
week been?
Well, it started off good. Middle of the week was okay, and then today had a few big sales, yours included. So it was a pretty
Oh,
good week
cool.
all the way around. Pretty good
Good.
week. So
Good, I'm glad.
yeah, I like this swing here where it's not not selling a ton of natural diamonds, but the ones that I am are bigger. Carat and a half is the new like bare minimum. So generally
Really?
speaking, yeah. Like I had somebody call me yesterday. She's in Connecticut and she goes, "Cameron, I need a 1 carat round." I said, "Okay." She goes, "Just kind of middle of the road or whatever." And I was like, "All right." So I looked at my inventory. I go, "Listen, so I got an HSI 2." She goes, "Perfect." She goes, "How much is that?" I said, "$2,300." She goes, No, I need a natural, not a lab." I go, "This is natural." She goes, "$2,300?" I go, "Yeah." She's like, "What's wrong with it?" I'm like, "Nothing. I mean, it's triple X. The SI on it's really nice. It's just that's the market." And she goes, Why though? I don't understand. Why is it so cheap?" I said, "Well, because 1 carats are not in demand, like at all. So it drives down the price. I mean, it's just simple supply and demand. There's a ton of 1 carats out there. Nobody's asking for them. So in order to just even try to move them, you gotta lower the price." But that same diamond, Steve, even 3 years ago was $4,000.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, I mean, here's the thing, and I'm surprised that she doesn't figure this out on her own, but with the advent of the labs, everybody's buying bigger, so your statement saying carat and a half is the new norm, that's the reason why. When you can buy a lab grown 1 carat diamond for what, $300 now? Something's gotta give, unfortunately. It's at the expense of everything, But, 4,300, you can almost keystone that thing.
Well, that's just it. So it kind of potentially can increase the margin of what you, the jeweler, can then make because if the customer is coming in and expecting to spend X amount for a 1 carat, you can make a little bit more, a little bit more meat on the bone, and then also even really give your customer a little bit of a discount, and everybody wins in that situation. So and I am seeing more of that. Even the stores that are and have been super heavy into lab and super like gung ho about the whole synthetic market have even reported like, "Hey, I'm getting more requests for natural." So
Yeah. Well, and that's what we want to hear, as diamond people.
absolutely. That's
But
what we want.
I still can't get over how the markups that they're getting on lab diamonds on the internet.
Well,
Five times, come on.
but that's not good for our business.
No.
It's not good
No.
for reputation-wise, I should say.
Right.
Because
Right.
when the consumer figures out that a jeweler charged them that much money. I mean, I get it, okay? You're in business. You
Right.
have to make some money because otherwise you go out of business.
Right.
But to charge 500% over cost for
Yeah.
something that literally can take you, what, a couple hours worth of work?
Right.
on something
right.
that is made in a giant microwave? Sorry. Right. Not good. Like, the optics on that is not good. The PR
right.
on that, not good.
Right. Right.
So.
You know, and I, you know, my thing is I've never been one to want to be a pig. You know, I worked for a company years ago, an independent jeweler, and he's like, you know, fuck him. I mean, this is what I want to get, and this is what I'm going to get, you know. And he was crazy markup man, you know. And this is 20 years ago.
Well, and I mean, that's a little bit before my time. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, from even people that were on the wholesale side in business back in the 90s, you know, they would tell me that, you know, back then jewelers were, I mean, that was kind of the standard, was Keystone on naturals.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
that was the standard because there was no, you know, the transfer of information and the competitiveness of jewelry stores, it was just kind of the accepted standard. You know, okay, maybe you give a little bit of a discount here and there, but for the most part, Keystone on your diamonds, and that was it. Well, then
mm-hmm.
the PR, the optics of it, the end consumer caught wind of how much jewelers were making, and it was a black eye. That's what kind of started that whole thing. Well, you're a jeweler, Steve. You must be rich. You must be driving, you know, a Mercedes Benz and have a, you know, $3 million mansion because you're a jeweler. You make a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's the perceived notion on jewelers. And in today's day and age, as you well know, you can't make Keystone on your natural diamonds. But here we are doing the same damn thing on synthetics.
Right.
Repeating
right.
the same mistake that the jewelry industry, at least in my time in 17 years, has tried to reverse. They've tried to go and market themselves as, no, we don't make a ton of money on stuff. We give you a fair shake on natural diamonds. And then as soon as the synthetic come in there, what do? They do the same damn thing, 300, 400, 500% markup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's just nuts, you know. And I get it, you know, if you think you can get it, well, you might as well.
But I was going to say, you reap what you sow. You know, like if that's what you want to do, you're your own boss. It's your business. You can do how you please. But don't
right.
come crying to me when it's time to pay the piper and your customers are super upset at you and or filing lawsuits against you and you don't know what to do or you know. How you got into that situation.
Right. Right.
So.
Yep. So, anyway, what's new in Key West?
Oh, just 80 degrees and sunny, my friend.
Yep. That's nice. We're at 38 degrees here today.
You know.
And sunny.
I spent 30 years in upstate New York where, you know, some winters we'd get 3 or 4 feet of snow. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just not a guy that wants to live in a place where 6 months out of the year, 5 months out of the year, the weather hurts my face to go outside because
right.
it's so damn cold. Like, it's just not for me.
Right.
Not for
right.
me. You know, all my family's up there, grew up there, know a lot of places, good food, all that stuff. I mean, you know, just
mm-hmm.
not a place I wanna live, you know.
Yeah. Do you do a lot on the water then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually a buddy of mine who I went to middle school and high school with, he moved down here about 20 years ago. He graduated. And he got out of New York quick, and he's been down here for about 20 years. He owns his own private boat charter business. So I work for him on the weekends. So I get out on the water and make a little bit
cool.
of money on the side, getting out there and taking care of
mm-hmm.
some private charters and stuff. So
nice.
You know, they're not fishing charters. They're, you know, like, you know, sunset cruises and party, you know, birthday parties, bachelor parties,
uh-huh.
Anniversary, well, you know, whatever. You know, somebody wants to get on the
right.
water, take them out, and, you know, we have a good time. So it's
oh, that's cool.
Not a bad way to spend, you know, a day. You know, they can be
right.
You know, nice 10 or 12-hour days sometimes. But, hey, when you're out on the water and, you know, you're just relaxing. It's, you know, it's just what the doctor ordered, let's say.
Yep. Do you do any fishing out there?
I do a little fishing. I do a little fishing just, you know, as a pastime, you know, just for leisure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to very often because a lot of times, you know, I'm working RDI Monday through Friday, and that's generally when a lot of my buddies, they go fishing because they're, you know.
Oh, because they're working the weekends.
They're working the weekends, exactly. So a lot of times, you know, the weekdays is like, you know, hey, fishing trip some random Tuesday, and it's like, man, I got to work.
Right.
So
right.
I miss out on a lot of them, but, you know, when I can and the schedule allows, I like to get out there and catch some fish. And we go back to the dock, we fillet them up, and, you know, then you head down to a restaurant down here, and they do fresh fish tacos right on the water. It's great.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So how often do you have to get back to the office in Rochester?
I haven't been back to New York in almost a year.
Yeah.
So, but I will be going up here. Well, I was kind of tentatively planning on coming up in April for our annual buying event.
Right.
You know, April 12th and 13th. I had some jewelers that were interested in coming, and if I got enough jewelers, you know, I needed like three or four stores to commit and say yes. And
right.
You know, really optimally four. And if that was the case, you know, then, you know, I was going to come up to New York for that, but wasn't in the cards this time around.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if you can do your gig down there, what the heck, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, are there many others that do it remotely other than you?
Not really. We got a part-timer who you might talk to every once in a while. His name's Bob. He's semi-retired, so he works remote, but he's in New York. He's 5 minutes from the office. You know, he's 70-something years old. He's
mm-hmm.
semi-retired, so he's like, listen, he's like, I'll still work, but I'm working remote. I'm going to work from my home, and, you know, I'm only going to work like 3 days a week.
Right.
You know.
Well, so, what the heck?
So, I have to take this, Steve. I'm trying to.
All right, sorry.
No. I like chatting. I got somebody waiting on the other line. So, have yourself
okay,
a great
go get
day.
It.
Thank you.
You too.
Very
we'll talk next week.
Okay.
You got
thanks.
It. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.